Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. She'd finally earned a teaching position, but now her days were limited to overcrowded classrooms, low pay, and racism. When she finally decided to push back against a broken system, would she learn her place or teach an old system something new? This is 2-Minute Black History, What You Didn't Learn in School. Septima Clark was an amazing, innovative teacher. Despite the intense segregation in South Carolina, she used her creativity to teach hundreds of Black children and adults to read and write. But still, something was bothering her. What was it? Clark knew there were countless good Black teachers, but they couldn't get hired in public schools to teach Black children. And the rural schools that did hire Black teachers often paid far less to teach higher numbers of children. So Clark made a decision that would change the course of her life and countless others. She decided to work with the NAACP to get jobs and better pay for Black teachers. Eventually, some Black teachers did get hired in public schools, but Clark was about to pay a heavy price for her activism. Clark had to give up her racial justice work or lose her job, effective immediately. The choice was easy. She quit her job, but her incredible story doesn't end there. Clark helped create over 800 citizenship schools where adults learned reading, writing, and state government election procedures. Now, Black people would have more control of educating Black children and over the laws that affected their everyday lives. Clark understood one thing. If voting and educating ourselves wasn't so important, then white supremacy wouldn't be working so hard to prevent us from doing them. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.